This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Domestic violence is a major problem around the world, and data suggests that COVID may have only made things worse. In the 1990s, the California legislature passed a law that required that any health practitioner who suspects a physical condition is caused by domestic violence must immediately make a report, even if the patient does not consent to it. Clinicians must immediately call the police and then turn in a written report within 48 hours. The intention of the law was noble, to protect vulnerable people who may be unable to protect themselves from harm. But like many laws, there are often unintended consequences.
So it might actually increase risk to women who are experiencing domestic violence. It can actually put them in harm's way if their partner finds out that the patient reported it. So it can actually lead to maybe more violence, especially because women in these situations are often fearful because their partners do tell them if they do report that they might get killed by their partner or face more violence. I'm Mona Abatouk. I am a fourth-year medical student at UC Davis School of Medicine.
Mona and some of her classmates have been out talking to those who are knowledgeable about the impact of this law on victims.
Yeah, physicians, people who work at domestic violence shelters, and like police officers. I think the overarching theme is that the law is good and we do want reporting. We do want to report when our patients are at risk, but we want it to more empower women to be able to choose when to report it and have the infrastructure available to give them the resources that they need.
But currently, victims, both men and women, have no choice in the matter. If they mention their abuse to the clinician, they may face retaliation by the abuser. And if they choose not to mention anything to their clinician, they lose the guidance and support the medical community can offer. Mona and her team have found out that among those who deal with domestic violence, there is wide concern about the impact of the law. She feels the law's message is clear.
Hey, we understand more about your life than you do. Because the law is kind of set up now. It's like, well, I don't care if you don't want to report it or not, but I am mandated as a doctor to tell police enforcement about this. So it kind of disempowers women and takes away that choice from them.
Women and other victims must have some say. Mona's conclusion is that it is time for one action.
Changing the law and revising it to allow more independence for women to make that choice instead of physicians making that choice.
Victims of violence are often stuck and can't find their way out of a deadly cycle. They need ongoing supportive care, guidance about safety and planning, and information about options and resources. And they may need police help, but they should be able to help make those decisions based on what they know is best for them. It is time to go back and revise this law so that it is focused more on supporting victims than on punishing them for asking for help. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.